Thank you very much, Madam Vice President. We thank the panelists for their contribution to this debate. Brazil has taken seriously the implementation of the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples at the national level, despite facing many challenges. Almost 14% of Brazil's territory are collective indigenous lands, an area as extensive as France, Germany, and Italy put together. Indigenous territories are among the most preserved areas of our country, but much remains still to be done. In recent years, illegal miners and loggers tried to encroach upon indigenous lands. A notable example is the Yanomami territory, Brazil's largest indigenous reserve, where recently a crisis emerged. In 2024, the federal government seized airplanes and mining equipment, arrested and fined trespassers, and as a result, managed to reduce 91.6% of illegal mining in that area. But other problems in different parts of my country require attention and action. For the benefit of our planet, it is essential to give more voice to indigenous peoples in the Human Rights Council and in the UN system as a whole. However, we must seek equitable representation not only between the seven social cultural regions, but also within each sub-region. And for this purpose, it is crucial for UN to address seriously the problem of interpretation, since Brazilian indigenous leaders cannot be expected to speak a UN official language. I thank you.